right, very good. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming this afternoon to the Camden County Courthouse for this press conference. I have with me First District Commissioner James Gohagan, Second District Commissioner Don Williams, and Sheriff Camden County Tony Helms. On Tuesday, April 4th, I was made aware of emails sent by the ATF to our Planning and Zoning Department. The emails requested information about current FFL holders pertaining to their zoning and business licensing. Camden County was the first state in, or the first county in the state, and possibly the first county in the country, that passed the Second Amendment Preservation Act. Passed ordinance stating we do not recognize the unconstitutional bureau known as the ATF. That under anti-commandeering doctrine, members of Camden County are not to assist any federal agency in the enforcement or application of so-called firearms laws and rules. Furthermore, Missouri passed the Second Amendment Preservation Act, which also prohibits government employees from assisting the federal government in any of their requirements or attempts to enforce federal firearm laws or any application thereof. Soon after reviewing the emails in question, I sent an email to all office holders reminding them of the precepts of the Second Amendment Preservation Act and that any future inquiries should be sent to my office. I also penned the following letter in response to the ATF inquiry. On or about Tuesday 4, 2023, this is to a Mrs. Burkowski of the ATF. You sent to our Planning and Zoning Department requesting information about citizens of Camden County and their zoning and licensing status were forwarded to me for review. Under the anti-commandeering doctrine, Camden County was the first county in Missouri and possibly the country to pass an ordinance prohibiting any county employee from assisting your unconstitutional agency and violating the rights of our citizens' God-given, constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. As well, Missouri passed the Second Amendment Preservation Act, having a $50,000 penalty for assisting the federal government in the enforcement of unconstitutional firearms infringements. Therefore, I construe any attempt to receive information about our citizens pertaining to firearms as an attempt to coerce our employees to break Missouri law. You may consider this letter as a response to your probe. Signed by myself, First District Commissioner James Gohagan, Second District Commissioner Don Williams, our County Attorney Jeff Green, Kendra Hicks, the County Treasury, and Sheriff Tony Helms. You may receive a copy of that at our office, commission office, after this press conference. That's all I have at this time. I would ask either of the commissioners if they would like to say anything.
I think the only thing the ATF's good at really is murdering innocent dogs, and we don't want you in Camden County, and I think we've made that pretty clear. That's all I got to say.
Sheriff Helms, would you like to say anything?
No, I'd just like to kind of reiterate what the writing commissioner said, that I think we're all here to stand for our Second Amendment constitutional rights, and as the sheriff, I will defend those.
Thank you. Again, thank you for attending this conference. If you have any questions, we'll take them at this time.
Have any other counties been notified by ATF through the same manner?
I don't know. I'll be getting on the phone in the next few days, next week, and start talking to some of the other commissioners. I'll also be attending a conference of the Missouri Association of Counties next week as a board member in Jefferson City, and I will inquire of those folks at that time.
Retribution, considering the county was the first in the state to pass the act?
I'm sorry?
Retribution for the county being the first in the state?
Well, I think we all know the federal government doesn't like it when the little people stand up and say we're not going to do this. So is it true retribution? I believe right now the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms has been weaponized by this current administration, and they'll do every single thing they can around the country to revoke, suspend, or not issue firearms licenses to the very best of their ability.
Is it your position that if ATF came back with a subpoena or a federal court order, that you'd still be in violation of Missouri law to comply with that?
It would be my position, yes.
Jeff? Was any of this stuff asked for under your predecessors that you know of?
I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. I talked to a member of Planning and Zoning, and they've been requested this in the past.
Anything else? Any other questions? All right, again, thank you for attending. And if you'd like, again, you can come over to the commission office, and we'll give you a copy of the letter that we will be sending to the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Again, thank you very much.